Mo. I am Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the photographer that all the interns want to work for, Richard Avery.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, Richard. Today's show, I wanted to talk about mentors. A lot of people have them, a lot of people don't. So I brought in my personal mentor, the man that actually got me into the business of pornography, Andre Madness. Andre, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
So, Andre, we met about 6 years ago now.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
And I started off, I worked in mainstream, and then I took some time off and ended up working with a photographer named Carl Wachter. And that's how we first met. And you were on a set, and I had no idea, really, you know, I had no idea who you were. I knew nothing about porn. I watched porn. That was about it. And I have to say, just to start off with, one of the very first things that impressed me, and the one thing that I was fascinated in, is Carl Wachter, nice enough guy, but he was a weaselly little guy that was very nervous. He was like a chihuahua, and he wanted this girl to pee on camera. And he came over to Andre, and he said, "Can you ask her if she's okay with peeing on camera? Because..." And Andre walked over to the girl and goes, "Hey, sweetheart, we're going to go ahead and do a thing with you peeing on camera. Here's a bottle of water. How long do you think you need?" And she's like, "Like 5 minutes." And I was so impressed that this guy went over and told a girl, basically, "You're going to pee on camera for me." So that was my introduction to Andre Madness. And it kind of went from there. And I've been with him ever since.
So my question to you is, did you think, like, what a loser this guy is for asking me such a dumb question? What did you think?
Well, I knew that Carl was in the photography world, so he wasn't used to dealing with our video girls. Now, Daisy Marie was the girl who peed for us. And
love Daisy.
Yeah, she was a video team contract girl almost right out of the bat, and I used to shoot for them. So this is one of the first girls I shot.
Love Daisy.
I shot one of her first movies. So we had a rapport, and I didn't think asking her to pee was anything out of the ordinary.
Exactly.
So. Now, coming from mainstream, though, is we didn't see those type of things. I mean, it was like we dealt with celebrities. We dealt with, you know, all this different things. We all walked around on eggshells around celebrities. So to see somebody go up and go, "Hi, I'd like you to urinate on camera for me," was something different that I hadn't really been exposed to. And this is the time, just to put it back in time, I met some of the top girls when they were brand new. Alexis Texas, Tori Black. These girls came out for a photo shoot. I had no idea who they were, and they were nobody at the time. I mean, they were just very attractive girls. So this is, you know, 6 years ago. So since then, I've moved on and worked with you on various shoots, New Sensations, Wicked Pictures, Adam and Eve mostly, and through your company.
My question is, what do you think of yourself as, first and foremost, director?
Yes.
Producer? Creator? What do you
storyteller? Yeah, I like telling stories through my movies.
Yeah,
I mean, I enjoy it a lot. I've been a director for the better part of 12 years.
Wow.
Produced throughout all that and before, and pretty much done a lot, if not everything, on production. So most of my adult
life, I think in porn, that's the thing about porn production, is I think you end up doing everything.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's not hat. This minute I'm craft services. Next minute I'm yelling action.
Yeah, actually, you know, funny you say, because that's exactly what attracted me immediately, got my attention, was Mo doing multiple things at once.
Yeah.
I mean, my first image of Mo that I can remember was he was standing on a C-stand holding a reflector while Carl was screaming at him to go grab a toy. And I just knew he didn't have a sandbag, and that reflector was going to be a big sale as soon as he stepped off.
No. Let's go back with, this was not a reflector. This was a 12x7.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He was
sorry.
The reflector down below as he was standing on 12x7, asked to go get a toy.
Yeah.
So he had this multitasking thing already going on, and immediately it was, again, that work ethic. It shines. You see when somebody is good at their craft, and immediately, and I noticed.
You have to be able to do everything.
You do.
My question to you is, if you could name one movie that is you, that you're most proud of, what movie would it be?
Massacre at Pine Lake. It was my grindhouse film I did just a few years ago. And it was just a three-day wonder. It starred Alexis Ford for Adam and Eve. It won a crossover.
Really?
At the Fright Film Festival.
My question, does Alexis remember making it?
I certainly hope so, because she was up all night. She was a hell of a trooper. She you know, Mo had progressed to become a psychologist or psychologist, therapist, really, if you will, because at some point, you know, when you're asking people to do some action sequences 18, 22 hours into a day, you know, everything kind of goes out the window.
Now, not to question my mentor or correct him, it was not a 3-day wonder. It was a 2-day wonder. Our first day was 24 hours. Then we had a turnaround. What I did, I took somebody home. I didn't get home until 7:30 in the morning, and I had to be back up in Santa Clarita area by 1 o'clock. It was a ball buster, but it was a great movie. It turned out really, really good, and it was fun. I mean, ultimately, it was an experience. It was something, and that's what I've always liked about working on Andre sets, has been it's always an experience. We've done huge budget movies, and we've done very, very small, you know. He was the one that gave me my start in shooting solo masturbation stuff and my POV BJ stuff.
What would you say you've learned most from him, being that he's your mentor?
Well, coming from mainstream, I'd already learned a lot about what happens on sets and how to do the technical stuff of photography and how to be a photo assistant. Working in porn is a different thing. You do wear a lot more hats. There is the simple things of what needs to be put in a bathroom for the girls to make sure that they can get ready for a set. Because that can actually hold up a set when girls are just wandering around aimlessly because, no insult to all my favorite girls, they really have no clue what's going on. So I learned how to run a production on a smaller scale, how to go through and deal with things like paperwork, 2257 paperwork. I knew about model releases. I didn't know about all the other paperwork that goes along that along the way with that kind of stuff. And that's a very important thing in porn that most people have no clue of what they're doing. How to handle girls that are not models. These are girls that are there to have sex. How to talk to them in almost like it sounds horrible, but in that father-like tone where you're firm and you tell them what to do and they do it because they, you know, in theory, they, you know, they respect you and do this.
Do you like it when they respond, yes, daddy?
I don't. I'm not into the daddy thing.
I do.
It's two against one.
I always look stressed on set. I always do. It's my normal face. And the other day, Bunny Rotten said that I looked like the stressed out uncle on a vacation. And I felt that was a very descriptive. And she's only met me twice. And so I felt that was pretty ballsy to, you know, say on our second date.
I got a question for you because I'm going to age him here. So what was the first porn you worked on, or like porn set, porn company?
It was with Buck Adams.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say it was a Babe watch. I'm not sure exactly which one, but one of the Babe watches.
It's a long time ago.
Farrah, I think, was starring in that one.
Wow.
That rings a bell.
So yeah.
Anyway, it was a while. I do remember one thing that stood out from that show, and I had not learned set etiquette yet, but people kept walking in his background. He was shooting at this amazing house in Malibu, mm-hmm. and somebody just kept walking in his background. And he threatened the next time somebody walked through his background, he was going to go to his car, get his gun, and shoot him. Well, I didn't know that was a joke, so I made sure that I was nowhere near the background. It scared the living daylights out of me. He was a screamer.
Yeah, I hate those kind. You've been doing this a long time, so if you've seen a lot happen in the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
Everything from what happened in front of the camera, the amount of talent there is now. There's like 100-fold time more talent. Back in the day, there was a handful of contract girls and a handful of non-contract girls, and that was it. Now there's, I always say, every girl you meet is probably doing webcams on the weekends. I mean, my rule of thumb right now is that every girl I meet, I just assume is a hooker until she proves that she's not. It's just, I don't care if I meet the girl at Starbucks. I just assume, I'd like, prove it that you're not, you know. But and as far as the technology of gear, too, from standard def and to HD to everything.
Absolutely.
In between.
Yeah, I remember all those cameras coming along the way. Our editing equipment can never catch up, not fast enough. It was like so much information.
Were you editing in the beginning on like 3/4-inch tapes and stuff like that?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. Oh, God.
And 40-pound cameras, so on tape.
On tape, exactly. More tape.
Well, I learned because I learned on the Z1 use, and that was my first time ever touching a video. I'd had a Super 8 cam that I played around with when I was younger, but really when it came down to it, that was the only thing I've done. Now everything's the SLRs. Everybody's trying to shoot the cinema look. I'm not a huge fan of that. I mean, we've tried it some, but I'm honestly, I still love shooting on tape. I still love the Z1U.
What are you shooting on now?
Well, I depends on what kind of show I'm doing. This next one I'm going to be using the EX3s. I'm going back a little old school for me because I have been doing the DSLRs, the Canons.
Yeah.
And just changing lenses, looks, It works for me. I enjoy it, but that's what I like. Mo, on the other hand, he's more of a fan of the Gonzo,
yeah.
I would say. So you definitely need one of those big, wide lenses, almost fisheye, if you would. And he loves that roaming uninterrupted shot. That's how well I know him. So
I mean, porn-wise, that's what I like. I like to watch what I used to watch. Gonzo, Red Light District, you know, Platinum X. That type of really early on, you know, these guys had no clue what they were doing and just went out there and made hardcore porn.
Who was the company that did the college series? I went to one of their shoots one time.
Don't they all?
Yeah, no, the one that they did, they were got in trouble for it. They did. I went to Santa Barbara.
Shane's World.
Yeah, that's what it was. I went to I had to cover their shoot for Rolling Stone magazine, and they were doing a shoot up in Santa Barbara. All the dorms are. They threw a huge party, made everybody sign releases, brought in the pros. The guys went nuts watching people fuck, and it was crazy. Crazy girls. Brittany, I can't forget her name. Brittany was there, and Taylor Vixen, I think it was.
Oh. Love Taylor. Taylor's a sweetheart.
Sorry, reminiscing.
My first movie actually was, and this is what was funny, is after one of the Carl Wachter shoots, I had no idea he was a director. I thought he was a cameraman that was just filming. I have no idea. I know nothing about porn. And I said, if you happen to know anybody, I can do lighting, I can do PA.
It was just lighting.
I wanted to be a lighting guy. That's what I wanted to do. And so he goes, oh, I might know somebody.
Did he just be like, I went up, I'll do lighting. I got a flashlight and get really close.
Really close. Yeah. I did see light for a little bit.
That's the lighting I do. I'm a specialist.
I saw immediately on the set that we were on, as professional as he handled himself, that he had a lot more potential than just being a lighting guy. He really did. Now, no disrespect to my lighting guys, because my gaffers are my painters. They made the set, but by all means, he is today my right-hand man. So
yeah.
I put all the knowledge into him, and now he helps me run a company.
Wow. Well,
and I feel very lucky that, you know, a lot of people come into porn and get stuck with amateur or just try and scrape to get their way in and don't end up with a company that actually knows what the fuck they're doing. I happen to stumble upon, just by accident, a top director that worked with top companies that was a respected thing. The first movie I worked on was a feature for New Sensations. You know, so it was
right. My
first scene that I ever saw, and I'll always remember this, was Tommy Gunn in Alexis, Texas. And it was weird seeing Alexis, Texas a second time.
But I think what's funny is Tommy Gunn's is a lot of people's first. I know so many girls, their first time was Tommy Gunn. I like Tommy a lot. He's probably one of the only few male porn talent that I actually like. I think he's got a heart of gold. He's a really nice guy, and he treats girls with just major respect. But the fact that he was also your first, it's like perfect.
And it was a great experience. And I remember him. I remember Andre allowed me come behind the monitors, watch this. I was doing lighting, but there wasn't something going on. Take a look at this. And every step of the way, career wise, has been here. Take a look at this. Try this. Do this. Pushing me a little bit further. The whole performing aspect started off as a joke. One day in the office, he goes, "Oh, yeah, you want to get your dick sucked?"
It was a joke for him. It wasn't a joke.
Yeah. He goes, I have no idea what you got going on down there. I'm sure it's fine. Do you want to do this? And we went back and forth for a week going, I don't think I want to do this. And he said, let's go get tested.
Every excuse and every reason in the book not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
I told him every reason why he should.
Yeah.
He would never see his face.
Yeah. And it's, what's the big deal at the end of the day?
Well, the first time we did it, speaking of hookers, my first one, you'd think the man that I'd worked for a year and a half now would have hooked me up with somebody awesome. No. The girl's name was Rachel Love, and it's not the one with awesome tits.
Rachel Love.
Just kind of a come and go, whatever type of thing. It was one of the worst possible starts to a BJ career ever. It was just bad. And he's shooting over my shoulder. I had accidentally shaved way too much of what was going on.
But
I had no clue what I was doing.
But ask any porn star. Any porn person, really, what everybody's first is just like sex the first time. Everybody's first is not great.
Exactly.
I mean, some girls' first, it was Jasmine Byrne, I think her first was a gangbang. Wow. Veronica Jett, her first was being shit on. I mean, everybody has a horrible first stories.
Well, it went for about, you know, we were doing solo scenes right before and then a BJ scene right after. Yeah. And before we were hiring a guy come in, and then it suddenly became me and he was shooting over my shoulder. Then one day he had something else going on. I don't know if he made it up or whatever. He just had something else going on. So he was like, hey, why don't you just go ahead and shoot it yourself? And I'm like, okay. Ended up doing that, and he never showed up on set again. And then it was number of movies as we went on that suddenly it became, you know, the movies that I did. And so I look at it as a mentor. It's somebody who brought me into the industry, and I've stuck with him every step of the way because it's somebody that I feel being loyal to. I get a lot of benefit out of that. I've worked for other directors, things like that, that have no interest in helping the next person down. So I appreciate that, and that's why I've stuck with it. And so when I, you know, when I brought up...
That's why you stuck with it.
The mentorship.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Listen. I work.
It was the blowjob.
No. I work in pornography. There's not a lot of money in
ask
pornography.
Him how many girls he was with before he met me?
Oh, I know. Oh,
ask him how many girls he's been with
since.
After.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was very low. It started off with 3. So before I got into porn, and now
did you marry?
No. Oh, yeah. Ease up. We already had the ex-wife show on here. Now I haven't fucked many of the girls, but I mean, I've been blown by a significant number of top talent and, you know, low end, high end, brand new. I got blown by the performer of the year. Exactly. So it's a whole different experience. And this is somebody who has helped me get along the way. And I look to continue in this career, you know, whatever's left of this career in the next few years.
The way I look at it is the same way I look at my relationship with Julie. When I met Julie, I would always say I was Anakin Skywalker. Nice kid going along, and then I met Julie, and she turned me in. She was the Emperor. She turned me into Darth Vader. It's the same thing for you. You were a nice young kid. Golly gee, let me take some pictures.
Sure.
Then he meets
Let me light it.
Exactly. Then you're all like, hey, get the light. Get in there, kid. Go in there.
Now, one question I did want to ask before we wrap up is, did you have any mentors? Let's just say the adult industry. Did you have somebody that you came up with?
I did. Well, not necessarily came up with, but people that took me under their wing. Patrick Collins of Elegant Angel.
Wow. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah. I was intimately close with him for about 3.5 years.
I'll ask you later. There's some names. You just opened up a floodgate of names. My first porn star I ever shot was Tammy Monroe. Mm. Do you remember her and her sister, Tara?
I do.
Shot the two of them. That was my first one, and it was all because of Patrick Collins. Wow.
It's the walk down memory lane here.
Yeah, totally.
You guys are going to have a lot to talk about after this.
I'm just like, oh, time goes by fast.
But Andre, I really appreciate you coming out here. We're sitting in a very, very warm studio right now, so I appreciate you doing that. Is there anywhere that we can find you online? Where can we find your stuff?
My Twitter is at AndreMadness XXX, and you can go to madnesspictures.com. Check out some of the movies we've had, and it'll go right to a blog, of which there should be some nice little updates coming soon.
Yes, we hope to be the people over at Madness Pictures need to be updating those things. The interns have been slacking. Yeah, little minions. Well, everybody, I appreciate you again, you coming out. Thanks for everybody for listening to More with Mo. You can follow me on Twitter at MoXXX, otherwise known as Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com. You can see all sorts of BTS photos that I take from the fun sets that I work on. And again, thanks for listening, and see you next week.